Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stamos.
Hello, I'm Chris Stamos, the host of Voices of Women on Transformation Talk Radio. So today we're finishing up my series of the Women of Wisdom presenters as conference starts next Thursday. And I'm telling you, everybody here in Seattle is pretty excited. We've had a couple meetings this week and it's kind of hard to keep everybody grounded, just because we're ready to go and we have to wait a whole nother week. So I just want everybody to know how you can experience these women and their powerful messages starting February 17th. It's a full weekend of our 19th annual Women of Wisdom Conference, and our theme is very appropriate this year for what's happening around the world with women. It's called Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. And we've got special guest Susan Weed, who's a well-known person known in the work that she does with as an herbalist and the Green Way, and a medical intuitive Caroline Sutherland. And we've got firewalker teacher Peggy Dillon. And just the last couple of weeks, I spoke with on the show with Yvonne Oswald, whose work will change your thoughts about the words you use, and Marsha Weider, who will spark your dreams. So just go to www.womenofwisdom.org to read all about the events. And you can register for all the events individually. You can just come to one, or you can go all weekend long. And you can bring a friend to half-day workshops. If you bring someone with you, it's $25 for them. Just allow yourself to connect with other spirit seekers. So I'm excited today to speak to my guests. My first guest is Susan Blair. Susan is an award-winning speaker, workshop presenter, and certified Blue Belt NIA instructor who believes that our bodies are meant to be moved, our spirits are meant to be danced. And she combines her passions for luminous communication and the mind-body-spirit connection in her work as an award-winning speaker. In her workshop and classes and writing, she guides people to find their light and follow it. She leads with radiance and an energetic commitment to nurturing the personal growth of her class participants. She's also a published poet, graduated from Middlebury College in Vermont with a BA in German and Russian, and recently completed the certificate program for Core Leadership in Seattle. She's going to be doing a NIA workshop at the Women Wisdom Conference on Sunday, February 20th, and you can go to her website at SusanBlairExpressions.com, and that's B-L-A-I-R, SusanBlairExpressions.com. So welcome, Susan.
Thank you, Chris. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, so you discovered NIA and the joy of movement, and I've taken some NIA classes, and they are really fun. Well, tell us about what NIA is.
Ooh, in a nutshell, NIA is like chocolate. You have to taste it to really understand it. But that doesn't answer your question. NIA is really the first fusion fitness type of program of its kind. It blends Eastern and Western philosophies and movement styles. It's very much based on the joy of movement, so we don't go for the burn, we don't go for the pain. And it's very much centered around your body's way, which is different from her body and his body. We all have something going on. It's very, very self-expressive, which is part of why I love it so much. And it truly is for every body at any age or fitness level or time of the month or anything like that. And like I say, it's like chocolate. You have to taste it to really understand it.
Yes, well, who started, how long has NIA been going on? And was there a particular person who started it, or did it just evolve out of other fitness programs?
It was actually created by two people in California around 1982. Debbie Rosas, who owned a very successful gym studio, aerobic studio, and taught aerobics classes, and Carlos Rosas, they eventually got married, who was a tennis pro. Carlos came to Debbie's studio for some cross-training, and they started working together and analyzing movement and questioning, why do we keep getting hurt doing these things, and why do we keep doing things that hurt? And they did a lot of research and pulled together three forms of dance arts, three forms of martial arts, and three forms of healing arts, and they comprise Nia. So I guess in a way it evolved, but in another way it was also co-created by these two very, very brilliant people.
Yes, and I just love when you go to a class, you know, you have an hour, and it just, it flows, and it all depends on who the instructor is. There's a lot, everybody has their own style, and you just follow the instructor, and you just dance the whole hour, kind of, but you're right, it's like there's a combination of martial arts and dance movements combined, and it's really not hard to do, I found. I mean, if you can't do something, there's a modified way to do it, too, so you don't...
Oh, absolutely, absolutely,
right?
Yeah. No pressure.
So how's it, how's it different from aerobics?
Well, NIA in some respects, NIA stands for non-impact aerobics. It can be a very effective cardiovascular workout, but there's no pounding, and that's one reason why I like it so much. Having done high-impact aerobics for many years, my knees just don't really like that kind of stuff anymore. But in NIA, we dance barefoot typically, and there's without the impact, we can do that. You still get a very good workout. I guess the other difference between NIA and aerobics would be how self-expressive it is and the fact that it blends all these different kinds of movements and movement forms into one really juicy package. It's just never the same twice.
Yeah, that's true. I know one instructor I've been to, she kind of will come with a theme, and of course there's great music played with it, but she'll come with a, and it's almost like a meditative practice, because she'll come with a focus of, today we're going to work on, well, for this weekend, a great idea would be love, you know. Valentine's Day is coming up. So she centers, do you do that too?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Every time I teach a class, I have a focus, and sometimes I'll borrow from the physical realm, sometimes from the mental realm or the emotional realm or the spiritual realm. For example, we might focus on the knees today, or we might focus on being fully present, things like that. But really, all kinds of ideas, which is fun.
So what are the benefits that one could expect taking a NIA class?
Oh, wow. Got a couple hours? There are so many. The benefits include it's very, very kind to your joints. It is very freeing. I've had many, many people say that they have never felt so free as they have in a NIA class because it is so self-expressive and because it really is all about you. So it's very kind. It's full of joy, so it boosts your spirits. And it truly is a complete mind-body-spirit, shall I say, event. It's so much fun. Let's not forget the fun factor, the F word. Yeah, it's so much fun. And we need more fun. We need to play more.
Yeah, that's true. And I think it's sometimes it's hard for us, and I'll speak for myself, to get to the gym because that feels like work. Versus I like to do an exercise that's you know, like say a fun thing to do, you know, whether it's a walk around a park or it's bicycling or it's swimming, but it's something that you really love to do versus I got to go work out and then it's a chore. It's something
exactly.
You have to do. And it makes
exactly.
A difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've had a lot of people tell me that, wow, where did that hour go? They've completely lost track of time because they've been having such a good time.
Yeah. So if people were interested in finding NIA, is there a national organization of NIA, or should they just type in Google NIA and their city and see where something's happening in their city? How can people find out about NIA?
Yes. If people will Google on NIA, NIA, a couple things will be brought up. There is a NIA headquarters in Portland, Oregon, but NIA is all over the place. It's actually not only a national thing, it's an international thing. And, for example, in Seattle, we have a NIA Now website, which lists all the classes in the Seattle area and the instructors, the dates and times, the places, the cost, all that kind of thing. So I imagine that every community has that, has a similar kind of thing. Just Googling on NIA should get you where you want to go.
Yeah, isn't Giggle makes it so, did I say Giggle? Google makes it so easy to find things. Yeah. So anything else you want to share about NIA or the work that you do?
Well, I would just say that I do my best to make people feel comfortable in the class, and every age, every body type is welcome. I even do some seated NIA classes for people in wheelchairs or with walkers. So, you know, that's not a showstopper either if a person wanted to do it sitting in a chair. But I can guarantee you that my class, if you come, will be full of joy, full of warmth and welcome, and full of just a lot of good fun.
That's true. Well, I'm very curious about this, being able to, you know, something, an exercise you could do in a wheelchair. So has anybody thought, any of the NIA instructors thought about going to, you know, retirement homes, nursing homes, and do this kind of work with people who are kind of, you know, stuck in?
Oh, yes. In fact, I go to two assisted living sites. Two classes I teach in that kind of situation, and I have another friend who's also a Blue Belt NIA instructor who does the same thing. I'm sure there are plenty more people who do that around the country. It works very well.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, it is something that they could do, and use different parts of their body, because you can still do things with your legs even if you're sitting in a wheelchair, and you do a lot with your upper body. I have a niece, or not, it's not my niece, but she's my mom's niece, great niece, I think, who is a wheelchair dancer.
Ah.
She's actually performed, and she's got national recognition for that. She's performed in Washington, D.C. at the Kennedy Center or somewhere. I could be exaggerating, but somewhere. And I know she gets twirled around by other people in her wheelchair and does lots of fun. You know, so that we really don't have to limit ourselves and think that, well, I can't go NIA. I can't go exercise. I can't, you know, I'm in a wheelchair and I'm stuck. And getting out of that place of feeling stuck is really important. So I'm really glad that you're doing that work. So
oh, absolutely. It truly, on so many levels, it really is very freeing. And I love it.
Yes. Okay. So everybody, you can go to Susan's website, SusanBlairExpressions.com, and join us next. You're on Sunday, right? Sunday at 5 o'clock at the conference. So you're listening to Voices of Women. I want to thank you for being on the show today, Susan, and I hope you have a great weekend and Valentine's Day.
Thank you very much, Chris. Same to you.
Okay. So we're going to take a quick break now and come back. We're going to talk to Therese Charvet about the feminine power. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com. The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise. Unveil the power of the divine feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shoppe, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today. Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe? Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great. We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stanis, and I have Therese Charvet with us now. And, you know, how fitting to come in with listening to Pray Like a Woman with Lorraine Bays, because, Therese, you've been part of our musical performances at WOW.
And yes, sure I have been. It's just been some of the peak experiences of my life, has been singing with the Sacred Fire Choir at the Women of Wisdom conferences. Just fabulous.
Yeah, I know you like to do that every year, and I know you have sung Pray Like a Woman. So Therese is a steward of an Echo Retreat Center located on a 10-acre forest sanctuary on Bainbridge Island, which is near Seattle. And she lives in a small intentional community there, offers sweat lodges, retreats, a woman's mystery school. Therese formerly was a home birth midwife and director of the Seattle Midwifery School, and has experienced women's blood mysteries firsthand. So she now works as a midwife, helping people give birth to a deeper connection with the sacred earth and their own spiritual connection using a variety of modalities, including drumming, compassionate listening, grief support, rituals, women's rites of passage, and spirit quests. And she's going to be doing a workshop with a team of other people with our teens. We have a teen day on Saturday, February 19th. And Therese's website is www.sacredgroves.com. So welcome, Therese.
Yeah, well, it's great to be here.
So tell us about Women's Mystery School.
Well, you know, there's so many wonderful aspects of our spirituality that can be interwoven with our body's cycles. And when understood, when the body and the spirit are linked in this way, it just creates so much more energy and power and access to wisdom for women. So starting with the wonderful mystery of menarche and the whole onset of menstruation, as well as all the changes in a young woman's life around the time of adolescence, the awakening of sexuality, the awakening of the body in a whole new way. The body looks different. The body feels different. If a young woman gets really tuned into the joy and the power of this monthly cycle called menstruation and sees how it can be a way to access her deeper spiritual wisdom and connection to the grandmothers, and feel, it just helps everybody, every woman feel more connected and empowered to the body. And then, of course, the women's mysteries only start with menarche. It goes on through our explorations in sexuality and partnership, love relationships, certainly the blood mystery of pregnancy and giving birth and breastfeeding. That obviously is the one I had a lot of hundreds of experiences in as a midwife. And now, at this phase in life, I'm at an elder phase. I've experienced the blood mystery associated with the changes that happen in a woman in her late 40s and early 50s with menstruation getting more erratic and eventually ceasing. And this all has a great, these physical changes have a component that is very spiritual. And when a woman can be awakened to the way that her body and spirit are connected, it just increases her power as well as sense of well-being and just sense of the magic and mystery and joy of being in a woman's body. How's that for a good summation?
Oh, that's great. I mean, that is such important work because there's so much, you know, I think we kind of get brought up with some shame around this, and there isn't the honoring. We don't do the rites of passage of, you know, when you do reach puberty, you know, a lot of tribal communities or other places around the world have that, and we haven't. And young girls, you know, I mean, I know growing up and other many, many girlfriends of mine and friends now, you know, feel that shame around that because it wasn't honored. And so it was something to hide and feel embarrassed about and all that. And so to teach people how important it is and how beautiful it is and to honor it is really important work now. So I honor you for doing that.
Yeah, it's really a wonderful thing. And we're going to integrate some over the years, working with different communities of women, we've come up with a ceremony to honor a woman's coming into womanhood, and we've done it for women in their 20s, 30s, 40s, even 50s who didn't get such a ritual, but we've also done it for teens, for young women that are really in the early years, maybe right at the beginning of menarche, and sometimes it's a few years later. But it's just a beautiful little ceremony, and we're actually going to try to integrate at least a small piece of it into the workshop that we're offering at Women of Wisdom. So we're hoping that it'll kind of do its magic, because the ceremony has a way of just awakening some parts of ourselves that don't get awakened any other way than through the actual explicit honoring and acknowledgement of this joy of coming into womanhood and the changes in the body as well as in the mind and heart at that time.
Yeah, we have a woman on our council who, she's a grandmother, and they did that for their, she has twin granddaughters, and they did it last summer. And those girls were so excited about it, and they told their friends about it. I mean, they're passing the word out there, and what a great way to do that for people, for young girls to tell their peers, like, hey, this is what, you know, this is what we did. This is important. This is what I got from it. And just that whole honoring of stepping into womanhood and to have a better ground. You know, it's kind of like starting with a ground. You got a ground floor for it versus trying to figure it out when you're in 20s and 30s. And you know, nowadays, and you can take a pill, so you only have a couple periods a year.
Yeah,
you know, that's,
yeah.
What's that about?
It changes things. Well, I that's so delightful. I mean, really, as you mentioned earlier, it's so much in our culture when we were growing up, but it's still very pervasive today as a kind of embarrassment and, you know, kind of shame around menstruation. So I love hearing the story of the twins who got the ceremony last summer and how they were telling their friends about it. And really, the work we do here, we bring about, I'd say there's about 15 teens that go through the ceremony here at Sacred Groves every summer in different groups that come through here. And I just feel like it's an antidote, and it's, we're seeding a new world where young women will come into their womanhood in a way that they feel proud and empowered and excited about the mystery ahead. And that's what this ceremony is all about, and that's certainly what we hope to impart in our little half-day workshop on Saturday, February 19th at Women of Wisdom.
Yes, and I know they're going to do some body work too. We've got a couple belly dancers who are going to, and that whole, you know, the body image that young girls grow up with and really honoring no matter what shape you have. I remember Women of Wisdom did an event one year. I don't know if you went to it. It was a tattoo fashion show of body tattoos. And so we had clothes and we showed off these beautiful bodies and with the tattoos. every shape and form of bodies can be honored and be beautiful, and versus the just the thin typical model size, you know, that we get, and so often that's all we see. So you do also a lot of work in compassionate listening, and I know that's an important part, like Women of Wisdom, when people are telling their stories, which is an important part of WOW, we get a chance to tell our stories, is that whole listening aspect. And so tell us a little bit about compassionate listening.
Well, compassionate listening is a way of kind of learning some new ways about how to be fully present and available to somebody who's sharing their story. Culturally, I think we have some real bad habits as listeners. We tend to fairly soon when somebody starts sharing their story interrupt and say, oh, that reminds me, I went through something just like that. Another common issue is to say, oh, here, let me try to fix your problem for you. And the compassionate listening training is about teaching, just it's not really didactic as much as experiential in practice, to just let ourselves get real quiet and let somebody else's story just be heard without our feeling any need to say something particularly profound or to fix it for them or to bring in something that we've experience that's like that, but just to be really present and available to hearing someone else's story. And that is just such healing medicine, and it's a very rare thing. One of the first exercises we do in the compassionate listening training is just a 2 or 3 minutes where you're paired up with someone and you get to speak about something that's important to you for sometimes 2 minutes, sometimes 3 minutes, just 2-3 minutes. It's really not very long. And the other person is totally nonverbal, but just being present in a way that shows I'm engaged, I hear you. And I can't tell you how often after that little exercise people say what a rare thing it is to have somebody's full attention for just 2 or 3 minutes. So that gives us a clue about how much this is needed in our culture. And I love being the one who spreads these kind of good tools and ways to be connected to people.
Yes, it's so important, and that you're right about we don't have to fix it. And the most healing thing we can do, people want to be witnessed. They just want to be heard. And so it's kind of like, you know, shut up and listen. Don't feel that need to have to talk. So, well, I'm so glad you're here today talking to us and spreading all that great work you're doing for teens, and excited about the teen workshop. It is next Saturday, February 19th in the afternoon, starts at 1 o'clock, and no one is turned away for lack of funds for this teen workshop. The cost is $15, but if you don't have the money, just show up. You can call 206-782-3363 and register the teens, any girls from ages 13 to 18, and we really hope that you come and join us because it will change your life. There's nothing like being empowered at that age. So thank you, Therese, for joining us today.
All right, Chris. I was delighted to do it.
Okay. So I'm Chris Stanis. You are listening to Voices of Women. When we come back, we're going to talk to Anique Radiant Heart about how she transformed from a jazz diva to priestess of the goddess.
Chris Stanis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com. The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
You are a wondrous expression of God, Source, Spirit, Universe. How do you let this be fully realized in your everyday physical life? Oriella coaches and teaches people how to awaken their spiritual power. She also releases and replaces what is limiting and holding them back. Her no-nonsense, logical approach allows you to fully and easily understand how you can live life more fully, more abundantly, more powerfully by awakening to your spiritual power. For information, visit awakentoyourspiritualpower.com.
The average American spends $16 a day on food, and statistically, 2 out of 3 are considered overweight. With the Take Shape for Life program, you can not only shed those extra pounds on your way to living life at optimal health, you might be surprised to actually save money doing it. Talk to a Take Shape for Life certified health coach who's lost the extra pounds and listen to the passion in their voice and to the story of their journey. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and now I have Anique Radiant Heart with me. Anique is a keen scholar, author, singer-songwriter, artist, and political activist. Her love for the earth, woman, and the divine feminine, which she lovingly calls the goddess, has been the motivating force behind her extraordinary music and the work she does in the world. For the past 33 years, Anique has dedicated her life and her talents to assisting women and girls to awaken the great feminine divine within them. And she is gifted with a miraculous voice and the ability to open people's hearts with her singing and teaching. And she has facilitated goddess mystery workshops and events celebrating the goddess through ritual and song all over the world. For the last 15 years, Anique has toured the world and in 2009 successfully launched her new CD, Living the Goddess, which completes the trilogy with invoking and embracing the goddess. And she's now working on a 7-year project, which will result in 7 CDs to work with the 7 major chakras. And this year, she has seen the birth of the first of the CDs, Kuan Yin, Light of Compassion. Now, her website is invokingthegoddess.com. And Anique will be giving a workshop on Sunday, February 20th. It's entitled The 33 Vibrations of Kuan Yin. So welcome, Anique.
Hello, Chris. I'm so happy to be here.
Yes, and welcome from Australia. Anique just arrived barely, not even a week ago, arrived in L.A., and she's from Australia. So we're so glad that you're coming to the U.S. and going to be part of Women of Wisdom this year.
You know, Chris, this has been a dream of mine for so long, and I'm so happy that the goddess manifested the timing so that I could be here.
Yes, so I have... I want to talk to you about something you said that the questions you asked when you were 28, which is the age that we have our first Saturn return.
Uh-huh.
And there was questions that you asked yourself that changed your life. So tell us about
yeah.
that.
Well, I was very fortunate in that I was born with an absolutely magical voice and the ability to sing with no training or anything since I was about 3 years old. So, I knew that I had a gift, but when I did reach my Saturn return, I started to ask myself questions like, well, why am I really here? What is this all about? Yes, I love singing, but is this all that I'm meant to do with my voice? And some rather deep and challenging questions about
really, what was he for? And it was during this time, which at times I could describe as being quite dark, really. It was a process. It didn't happen immediately. It was a process over 2 or 3 years. And over that time, I gradually came to understand that my path was a path of service, and I'd already found the goddess at that point, and I realized that my life was a life of service and that my voice was part of that service. And when I made that discovery, when I remembered, I like to say, when I remembered why it was that I incarnated, my life just changed completely, and I started this beautiful journey which has brought me here today, which is to be a priestess of the goddess, to serve women, and to help women to remember our glorious matriarchal history that can be found in beautiful sacred sites all over the world.
And that's beautiful. So did you find in that transformation you had, did your music change too?
Oh, absolutely, because I'd spent my younger years as a jazz diva, if you like. I started singing professionally when I was 19 in clubs that we have in Australia. They're actually sports clubs, but they were the main place where people who didn't have a lot of money to go out to expensive restaurants and other kinds of clubs could go and receive and enjoy really superb entertainment. So it's a cultural thing in Australia which I really admire in a way. And so I'd been working as a club singer, that is, standing in front of a band, a jazz band, and playing music that people could dance to and so on for many, many years. But also around about that time, as I mentioned, I found the goddess. And so I made the decision at that point that I really wanted to focus my music on the goddess. And that's when I started to co-create with her my music of adoration and praise of She Who Is All.
I love that. Co-create. Yeah, we do co-create with the goddess, don't we? When you're
yeah.
in touch with that. So what is the divine, people ask me this, so I'm going to ask you, what does the divine feminine mean to you?
Well, in actual fact, I believe it is the divine one, the supreme one. I don't believe that there is a gender involved at all. However, because I've been a political activist all my life, a feminist, actually, I like to call myself a radical lesbian feminist political activist.
And a lot of titles
there. That, I'm sorry?
Oh, I said that there's a lot of titles there you're taking on.
Yes. Oh, well, I'm a big woman, so I've got big shoulders and I can carry them, I hope. But for me, saying the feminine divine is kind of like, you know, positive affirmation or affirmative action, if you like, because I feel that living in a patriarchy that upholds and reveres the male principle has damaged women. And deep in our psyches, we still carry the understanding or the feeling, more the feeling, that we are less than the male in some way. And that is because we live in a culture that reveres a male god. And so for me, to name the divine as feminine is really, really important from that standpoint. But also because the divine feminine, I feel, in itself, the word feminine touches archetypal memories of power within us that allow us to remember more easily, and everything that the feminine means, which is about consensual living, caring and nurturing, not in the sense of biological determinism, but just approaching things in a different way, being more right brain, and so many other things. So for me, saying the divine feminine kind of touches a chord. It feels like a chord in my heart. I feel it and I hear it and I sense it. And I feel that happens for other women as well. So that's why I use that term.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. It's not a gender thing, and it's something that, you know, for men and women to embrace. It's allowing those feminine characteristics to come forward. And because we need the balance, we have to put maybe extra effort into it to make it more visible. And maybe, you know, some people might think we're pushing, well, you know, what about the divine male? If we don't, you know, always talking about the divine feminine. Well, we're doing that because we need to make it more visible. We need to honor it. We need to show that it's as equal as the divine male and all
Absolutely.
That. So, yeah. Yes. So,
and you know, Chris, in my workshops, the men that come to my workshops, for a long, long time, I did women-only workshops. And then I realized that I needed to also reach men. And the men that come to my workshops really appreciate the fact that I say it like it is, coming from a very loving place. And I understand completely that the patriarchy has impacted in some ways as negatively on men as it has on women. And so you are absolutely correct. It's not about sidelining the male principle or trying to bring it down or any of that sort of thing. It's allowing men, too, to look at what they've, if you like, what's been inculcated in them since they were little boys and so on. So I think it's a very positive thing. It allows men to know that, yes, they too can bring forward their feminine side in all its glory.
Yes, and I just want the audience to know that your workshop at Women of Wisdom is on Sunday night, and men are included that night. So there can be men at your workshop. And I want you to share a teeny bit. We have a couple of minutes before we go to break. Share a little bit about, because you're doing a workshop on Kuan Yin, the 33 vibrations of Kuan Yin. So what is that about?
Okay, well, Kuan Yin is one goddess that is alive and well today. I feel that I've had, and I'm sure other women have had, times when I've had crises, if you like, of doubting my faith. And asking, well, you know, what is the goddess anyway? And who are all these goddesses and so on? With Kuan Yin, we have an energy that is alive and well today, as powerful today as it was 7, 8, 10,000 years ago. And she is revered today exactly the same way she was revered all those years ago. And so she holds within her a vibration that is attainable and touchable today. For example, it's very difficult to do that with some of the goddesses. Even some of the Celtic goddesses, say like Bridget or whatever. In the mainstream culture, you cannot go to a church today or a temple today that is a Bridget temple that would have existed thousands of years ago, or even hundreds of years ago. Whereas with Kuan Yin, the very same temples, some of the very same temples that exist today in China, Beijing, and I've been to these temples, are the same temples that were worshipped all those years ago. So I think there is some power in that. I can't define it, but there's some power that touches us about a goddess who is still revered today exactly in the same way she was. And within her teachings, there are 33 vibrations or emanations or however you want to describe it, energies that I call teachings, which really apply to the world today and are desperately needed by the world today. And so I've crafted a process whereby we can look at what these three vibrations are, what these teachings are, what are they really about, and how do we apply them today in the 21st century. And I've developed for each vibration a mantra, and I also have developed one chant that can be varied according to each vibration, which allows us to ground that energy in the body through voice. This is really what my work is about. It's about taking in information, which many teachers teach. I mean, I'm not unique in this, nor is this my innovation in terms of the teachings. These are ancient teachings. But I feel that the innovations that I've made in the way that I transmit the energy to those that are listening to me, particularly when I sing or when I chant, makes me stand apart in that way, because the teachings are grounded so deeply, almost viscerally, into our being when we use this process. So I really encourage anyone who's been asking those very deep questions. What is my life about? Why did I incarnate at all? And where is this life taking me? What is my life purpose? For those who have asked that kind of question, this workshop will unravel, reveal, or if you like, uncover information that we already know. I mean, we already know anything and everything anyway. It's just a matter of remembering.
Yeah, that's great. And I know I'm going to be at the workshop, so I encourage others to sign up for your workshop. So Anik is giving away, she has 4 CDs. The first 4 callers can receive one of her CDs. Call 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. This is Chris Stainis. We'll take a quick break. We'll return back and talk more with Anik.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com. The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
You are a wondrous expression of God, Source, Spirit, Universe. How do you let this be fully realized in your everyday physical life? Oriella coaches and teaches people how to awaken their spiritual power. She also releases and replaces what is limiting and holding them back. Her no-nonsense, logical approach allows you to fully and easily understand how you can live life more fully, more abundantly, more powerfully by awakening to your spiritual power. For information, visit awakentoyourspiritualpower.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets, where true wellness begins.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and I have Anique Radiant Heart here, who's coming to the Women of Wisdom Conference, and she's from Australia. So first, Anique, can you give your contact information for our listeners?
It's very easy, Chris. They can email me on Anique, which is A-N-I-Q-U-E, at herwill, H-E-R-W-I-L-L dot net.
Okay, here it comes. Anique on Stereo 1230 WBLQ.
I'll continue to move a little. The spirit moves me. Sister, you've been on my mind. Sister, where to overcome? My sister, I'm keeping my eye on you. I can see you, Annie. I'll bet you think I don't know nothing but singing the blues. Hey, sister, have I got news for you? I'm something. I hope you know that you're something too. Scufflin', I've been down that lonesome road, and I've seen a lot of suns going down. Ah, but trust me, no Lola's gonna run me around. So let me tell you something. gonna steal our stuff away. Oh, my sisters, we sure ain't got a whole lot of time. Scufflin', I've been down that lonesome road, and I've seen a lot of sands going down. Ah, but trust me, no Lola's gonna run me around. So let me tell you something, sisters, remember your name. No twisters gonna steal our stuff away. Oh, my sisters, we sure ain't got a whole lot of time. Just one life in this body. Yes, my sisters. Well, honey, the women are feeling fine.
So that's a little, that's from your jazz days, but blending the women's empowerment songs that you do. So I know, Anika, a lot of your CDs now have more of the softer, meditative, feminine qualities. So you do some of both.
Absolutely. I'll start out with a little jazz and end with a little goddess.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to hearing you at the conference. So what is your vision for the future of goddess spirituality? I know you're tapped in a lot. You go all over the world and see what people are doing and are at that. There's a great a goddess conference in Glastonbury in England that you go to.
Well, Chris, my vision for the future, in just a minute, I could talk about this for hours. But basically what I see is what is already happening, but on a much grander scale. Already now we have goddess temples in, I'd say, probably about 8 locations. That's living, working goddess temples around the world. And my vision is that every single town in every single country will have a goddess temple where men and women can go and adore She who is all, and by doing that, through their devotion to She, live rich, fulfilling, healthy and loving lives. That's my vision.
Well, that's a good vision to have, and many, many people are working for the same thing. So it's nice. It's nice now that we're not alone in this, you know. And that's what I love about the internet and the internet radio stations is bringing us together so we can hear about what's happening. I think a lot of women feel very isolated, and you know, may feel like we do, but don't know that others do, and it's a way to find each other and to know that there are others out there like you, that there's, you know, there's other ways to worship the divine than the traditional way, if that doesn't, if you don't relate to that anymore. So there's many, many ways to be spiritual in this day and age. So any last words? Quick word for our audience that you'd like to leave with them.
I want you to all know how much I'm looking forward to meeting you all, how much I love doing this work, and how much I hope my presence at the conference and in your life will bring you joy. I'm hoping that I will bring joy, and that you will feel joy, and that you will go away enriched by having met me, as I know I will be enriched by having met you.
Well, that's true. And I was just thinking, because you're going to be here for the whole weekend, that you're going to be hanging around and being at the conference and people can meet you and talk to you. And I think sometimes being with people like yourself that do this work, it's not just going to the workshop. It's having that personal interaction. So even just come in the door and find Anika in the Espresso Lounge, our concession area, and want to invite people to come hang out at the conference, because you don't have to go to an event and pay for a workshop. You can just come and see the art show and see the Goddess Market, which is beautiful arts and crafts that people sell. And you can go to there's a healing temple where you can get a reading or a healing. So there's lots going on. You don't have to spend money. You can just come in and embrace yourself with that divine feminine energy and meet other women. And so want to encourage people to do that. So I want to thank you, Anique, for being on the show.
Oh, it's been my pleasure, Chris. I'm so looking forward to meeting you personally.
Yes, me too, meeting you. So I want to thank my guests today, Susan Blair, Therese Charvet, Anique Radiant Heart, for talking with us today. And they're going to be sharing their gifts February 17th through the 21st. I can't believe it's just 1 week away. We work on this all year long, and then, boom, it's here. So go to our website, womanofwisdom.org, and check it all out and come by. So I want to leave you with this thought today. We have Valentine's Day coming up on Monday. So share your love to those around you. Let them know how much you love and appreciate them through your words and actions. So this is Chris Danis, and I'm glad to have shared this hour with you on Voices of Women. You can contact me at my website, wisewomanpublishing.com, or even through the Woman of Wisdom website, and our email address is wow@womenofwisdom.org. Sign up for our newsletter there. You can purchase the Woman of Wisdom book I compiled. It has art and poetry and songs and stories, and some of the talks from our conference have some amazing women speakers, Jean Houston, Jean Chenault Bolin. So you can experience the divine feminine through that book. You can purchase that at womanofwisdom.org. It supports Woman of Wisdom. So thank you for tuning in today. Join me every Friday at 1 o'clock Pacific Time, where I will have conversations with powerful women to inspire you.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Danis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Danis.